This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Canon Elizabeth Thompson and Professor Hugh Rowlinson discussed their project to get people talking about science and faith.
Your project's called From Enlightenment to Entanglement. Can you tell me a bit about the project, please?
Well, we've got a number of subsets to our project. So we've got a series of public lectures, which we are planning at the moment, which we'll be holding after Easter and then in the autumn. And each of these will be led by what we hope will be a high-profile scientist who is also a thoughtful Christian person who is practicing Christian. And the plan is that people from many different scientific disciplines will come to Derby over those weeks of the lectures and talk about the relationship between their faith and their scientific work.
Derby is an Enlightenment city, and the cathedral, which is a Georgian building, is a very Enlightenment sort of space. So that's where that came from. It came from picking up the heritage of innovation and experiment and often practical application. And then entanglement picks up just the basic meaning of entanglement about confusion. There's lots of confusion about science and faith, and also the sense of awe and wonder and exploration and really pushing the boundaries.
And you're planning special evensong services. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yes, as well as having the lectures, we thought we'd like to get this into the life of the congregation in the cathedral, and which is a very wide congregation. So we thought, let's have evensong. Let's have evensongs where the sermons can pick up the theme that's been talked about in the lecture. And because of the practical, the engineering heritage of Derby, we thought this needs to be there in practice. And so if there is any kind of experiment that can be brought into the cathedral, because I have to have some care for the fabric of the cathedral, then that we would like that to be actually happening. Derby Cathedral has buried in the vaults is Henry Cavendish, who is the scientist who isolated the element of hydrogen, which is one of the experiments I remember from school. And just that pop of the hydrogen in the test tube brings something to life for people in a way that words don't.
Who do you hope to reach through this project, and will it just happen in the cathedral?
No, we plan to hold our public lectures in both the cathedral and in the university. We plan events in the workplace in some of the big engineering firms of Derby, and we hope to reach a very broad section of society.
You're a professor in earth sciences, and yes, your research field is the early planetary history,
yes,
of the earth. Do you think it's compatible being a Christian?
Yes, it is, because my science is about questions, my faith is about questions, and in all that, it's looking for patterns and finding answers. And I think the more I explore about the early history of the Earth, the more I discover, to some extent, what we don't know as much as what we do know. And in some ways, that's a bit like a faith journey. We start on a journey, we know something of our experience of God, and we travel further, and we find there is so much more to learn. I don't see myself any conflict between my understanding of my Christian faith and my scientific work.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.